So just find your space where you are with the breath that will lead you into that sacred place of gratitude and honoring and peace and deep, deep love and compassion that is within your hearts. You may even feel the gentle calling to place your hand on your heart for a gentle connection. Reminded you that you are with family, you are with soul family, you are loved and honored by our galactic soul family beyond measure. And just allow yourself again that word that keeps being reminded of us from many sources. And allowing is simply a gentle invitation to open ourselves more, to expand our awareness and consciousness to the magnificence and beauty of our true source, which is our soul, that connects us with the Creator, with God, with Spirit, with the universe, with whatever name that you have for it, or no name at all, simply love. You allow yourself to, once again, in a collective, beautiful confluence of hearts here, creating a beautiful coherence between one another, honoring one another, feeling the love between one another, feeling the sacredness of the journey that each and every one of us have on Earth this lifetime. And it wouldn't be a mistake to say that many of us here probably encountered each other on other lifetimes. And there are reasons for us to be here that we may not even be aware of consciously, but we can feel them intuitively and deeply in our hearts. So allow yourself a little more loving journey to your soul, to your beingness, to the oneness that we all share, to the magnificence of creation that we all come from, that we call our home, our real home, a place that is timeless, a place that has a magnificent, unimaginable support of our family from the other side of the veil, which are really present with us here right now, although we cannot see them, maybe not all of us can see them with our physical eyes, but we can feel them, allow yourself to feel them with your presence, with your energy, with your hearts. With your deeper inner senses and frequencies and vibrations and resonance. Maybe the songs that they are singing to you, the light that they send you, the light language speaking from your multi-dimensional layers of DNA and the 24th pair of chromosomes speaking to you in ways and forms that you learn to develop even more when you are gathering together, listening to profound teachings, to profound music from the stars. So just for these moments, take yourself deeper, expand yourself, allow yourself, love yourself and meld and absorb and immerse. And in this fourth day, there may be some more tuning and alignment. Or adjustments that you feel in your body and in your own overall energy field that needs your attention right now. And energetically you lead yourself there. And you feel, and you give intention, and you give energy. You visualize. You being present with it. Whatever it is, you help it feel safe and whole, and bring it to balance and harmony and peace. And these tools that we use energetically, they're so simple. And all they require of us is to just sit in silence and stillness and use our higher intention, heart, even the mind, the higher mind, and the energies that flow through us from the divine source into the sacred earth beneath you, and bringing more peace, more healing. And within that space that we are together just creating, this beautiful, balanced, healed, crystalline energy. And even for those who may hear this meditation later in a different time, you are invited to bring anyone that is in your own personal circle, in your own life, that needs some soothing or some healing, or just love. Just feel the love that is in your heart or in all the hearts together. And in a quantum state, it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter if they know or not. You just bring them into your field and into the field that we share together. So they as well may feel the energy that we are sharing now, that we are creating now. So it may soothe their hearts and bring peace to whatever situation they are in. And feel that they are loved and cared for. And this energy is as real as you want it to be. It's all with your allowance. This is even a place for a moment, if you feel you need, some of you here, maybe for a deeper healing, a deeper forgiveness, not always for someone else, but maybe to yourself. And transform that energy into an energy of gratitude and honoring and celebration for your journey. Not just this lifetime, but all the journeys and all the lifetimes you have done from wherever that began until this moment. and see for yourself a new journey from this point in time, moving forward, that will bring new opportunities, new synchronicities, new adventures, new joys, new loves, new places and new people, souls that you wish and that you want to see and invite in your life. And they will enter and be there for you in the appropriate time, as Spirit working with you, making all these arrangements that we cannot see, but they have the higher oversoul look, and we just allow for it with trust, and that all is well. And from this space of no beginning and no end, gently, slowly, lovingly, with a smile and happiness on your faces, and gently bring your awareness back into the room where you sit. Beautiful. Namaste.
I think this is a good time to ask the question, what is the point and purpose of meditation, and can anyone do it? I feel the point of meditation is to connect with the state of peace. Because when you are in a state of peace, you have peace with your situation. You have peace with things that are happening around you that are beyond your control. You have peace and harmony with the planet, because the natural state of our planet is peace. There are times when turbulent things happen, but the planet returns to peace. There are moments in your life where chaos and turbulence erupts and comes forth. And yet, can you return to peace? Because the state of peace in you comes from inside you. It is not generated from what is outside of you. Now, there are moments in time where you can go to a place of refuge that is peaceful. And by being in the ambience of that refuge, that peace, you have an alignment and an attunement to that and immediately drop into peace. But again, that alignment, that attunement, it comes from your own core of dropping in to the well of peace that is within you. And that well comes from an infinite source. That infinite source is the Creator. For you are designed to have that flow of peace, the river of peace that flows and emanates out from the Creator is always flowing to you, and you are the one in control of whether that tap is open and the river of peace flows through you, or whether the tap is closed and you erupt into chaos and turbulence. It is always within you. And it is simply a moment of turning on that tap, that connection, that release of the infinite river of peace that is so soothing and tranquil and serene. that it flows in you and all around you and can even transmit to the person beside you. And that truly is the purpose of meditating. And the next purpose of meditating is to always be in this state of meditation. And in this state of meditation, we truly connect to the divine. And the message is always the message of love. There are different words, there are different information, but the sentiment is the same. Love. And from this place of love, let us invite another delicious, nourishing message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There would be those who would say, why is this entity named Kryon even here? What is the reasoning? Why a human being would sit in a chair and get messages from the other side of the veil? I'll give you the reason. Because I see a bigger picture. I know your soul. There is so much hope here. And you're not getting it from anything here. Except those who are in touch with that which is at the soul level. That is so peaceful. You might say peace without there being a reason to be peaceful. Peace that passes understanding, they say. I'd like to revisit the message that was given a moment ago on the stage, on the screen, in this conference. I want to revisit because this channeling will be heard by thousands, and not just those in the room. And so I say to forgive me to those in the room, because I want to give this again, perhaps in another way, the hope of the planet. From what you're seeing to what may be a bigger truth. It's true, and those who would look up and research my partner's background, that he fell in love with God through his church, a love that he has sustained to this day. There was nothing wrong with that. A bigger truth occurred, God got bigger for him, and he moved away from the doctrine, but the love remained. And while he was there, he studied the scriptures as a young man. And he saw the prophecies that were there. Contained in that book called Revelation, the prophecy was there that about or within the years of 2000, which seemed a long way away at the time, there would occur something spectacular. Some called it the second coming, others called it the Armageddon. It would be a war, perhaps. It would be a time that the Master of Love would return to this planet, and the planet would shift greatly into benevolence and love and kindness. And to this day, that is what was expected. As my partner drifted away from the doctrine, drifted away from the scripture, he started to look around to see what else there might be. It was a greater truth, and he found it, oddly enough, from the ancients, the ones even before those who wrote the scriptures that he had studied. And as he interviewed them and they would speak to him about their cosmology, he started to recognize the same story. there would come a time on the planet, a time that was oddly similar in the years of 2000, where there would be battles of dark and light, and there would be a refreshing, perhaps, of consciousness, but the result would be a compassionate planet. Wow. The cosmology of one group of indigenous then became so similar to another who had never met the first. On opposite sides of the planet, they spoke of the precession of the equinoxes. They spoke of that which could happen to the planet, which was a choice of humanity, somehow a choice that would allow darkness, evil, lack of integrity to meld away to a place where it didn't matter how many humans were here, they all understood something they didn't understand before. There was an awakening to the mechanics of kindness, of compassion, of helping one another, where inventions would race forward to be able to feed the masses, to have water for everyone. Because you can't do that when there's war. And you can't do that when the races are diametrically opposed to one another and always in turmoil. You can't do that. But you can if it's a loving planet. Oh, there would still be turmoil. I've said that before. There's always disagreements. But you don't have mass killings of one another. Could it be that this could be real? And the more my partner looked, the more he found to reinforce that. And then he realized something was going to happen. Indeed, that in these years that you sit in, listener, there would be a battle of dark and light. And it's here. It's among you. And you can recognize the subtlety of it or not. But there's a bigger question, the reason for this channel. And that is the question I'm going to give you now. Is it an accident that you're here now? Biologists will tell you it is. You're one of billions on the planet because of biology. That's it. And you make your way the best you can, and it gets harder because there's more of you. The Earth is reacting in ways that they can't explain, and basically, there is no hope ahead. Some of you have seen the documentaries that say the Earth is doomed. Get ready. One country in particular has decided to cut birth rate by denying certain genders. Are you an accident in all of this? Now, this is hard for some of you to understand. Souls are precious, every one, every single one. It's why it hurts your heart to see so many lose their lives in war. They seem to be born on the planet and then they're snuffed out. Pretty soon you become deadened to the numbers, perhaps. Every soul is known by God. Everyone is here on purpose for this moment. I'm talking to the ones that are listening to this channel, wondering the same thing. Is it possible that I am here for a reason I feel I am. That's why I'm listening to the channel. Every single soul is precious, magnificent. And if you want to go into your soul and start asking the magic questions, why are things like this? What about me? What am I supposed to do? There'll be a gentle voice that may actually show you a visualization of what you said right before you came in. When you were in a different form, a form of love, attached to the Creator in a different way, not human, filled with wisdom, knowledge, the grand plan, and before you stepped into the earth, you smiled and said, I'm going to be the light that everyone expected. I'm going in. And I want to tell you, there's a difference in that statement from what a human would have said. A human would have said, I'm going to go in and I'm going to be important, or I'm going to write books, or I'm going to be a teacher, or I'm going to be all these things. And you didn't say that. You said, I'm going to be the light that they expected for this time. You are all here on purpose. No mistake. You, your name goes here, are here on purpose. God knows you. And the expectation is that you would relax, drop into your heart, feel the love of Spirit, and change to become more compassionate, more understanding, so that those around you would see that and they would change. That is spreading the light. The light is love. The light is kindness. The light is compassion. And it sounds trite, as though it could end a war. Well, it has in the past, and it will again, where humanity decides light is the way. It's contagious. It really is. Compassion and kindness. People who don't have it, who experience it, back out for a moment and say, well, it's a sign of weakness, and all these things you've been told in your cultures. Those who smile too much are weak. They're hiding something. And then they understand, they see the smiles are accurate, and they want, and then they say, I'd like some of that. I'd like some of that, please. I'd like to smile more often. You turn on the light in that dark room, and the room gets brighter. And then others discover it, and the room gets brighter. Slow it is. There are those who do not want you here. Those who represent an old energy that's very profitable, who don't want you here. It's too late for them. They've already lost. Light is winning because you're here on purpose. That's why you came in. To just sit and hold a light, to love those around you. It's a thick energy that's godly, that spreads across this place, that you can take home with you, that makes the difference for a life, for yours. If you're a young person here and have children at home, they will see it first. What happened to mom? She's into that weird stuff. But whatever happened, I like it. That's the repeating theme of human to human. What happens when you're kind in the face of adversity, or when you're compassionate, when those line up against you, to tell you you're wrong. And all you do is smile and say, I love you. Thank you for loving me so much that you want me to change. Thank you. I feel that love. And then you could even say, don't stop because I feel the love. The more you try to evangelize me, the more I know you love me. Go ahead. It won't do any good, but go ahead. It's reverse of what you think, isn't it? People try to save you from your weirdness, perhaps. It's because they love you. And they don't understand that your weirdness is something they have yet to experience, called the love of God 24/7. Waking up happy. What a concept. No matter what the day will hold. Thinking of those who you've loved and lost and smiling instead of crying because you know they're still here. That's a change. It goes on and on. That's the message. For any of you listening to this, there is no accident you are here. On purpose. On purpose. And so it is.